In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah this morning could be taken right out of that page and said right today in our own time to our own nation and to most of the, well, to all of the Western civilization, Europe, wherever Christian faith has been and has established itself and now is post-Christian time, as they call it. It seems that Jeremiah's words to the Israelites could very well be said to us today about the nation. This is the nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord its God or take correction. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech. So much of that could apply today because people have decided to listen to other false prophets out there and have maybe and have given their loyalty or their allegiance to the prince of this world in many cases because they have abandoned the ways of God. And just like the prophet Jeremiah, the church is the prophet speaking to our world today, and it should be one of the biggest one of the more important messages of the church is to be reconciled to God, to turn away from sin, as we heard on the first day of Lent. Turn away from sin is one of the options for receiving ashes. Turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel. It's supposed to be a time of repentance. And so we can begin the conversion of our nation by each and one of us individually beginning our own conversion. For that's the first and probably the most important place to start is with our own hearts. That we are not like the responsorial psalm, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Because our Lord does speak to us in our conscience. He does call out to us. And to the degree that we pay heed to it and we don't harden our hearts, and choose to remain in sin instead of choose to follow Christ, then we will receive more and more graces and our hearts will become more and more open and become truly places where God can dwell. But we know that the thing that hardens hearts most is the refusal to follow God and sin. People who choose to remain in their sin will have hard hearts. Just like the Pharisees in the gospel today, our Lord works a miracle and drives out a demon. And the people there could be Pharisees, it could be just people who were not wanting to face the reality. So they come up with this very illogical excuse that he drives out demons by the power of Beelzebul, another demon. And our Lord points out the logic of that to say, you know, a kingdom divided against itself will not stand. And obviously, the kingdom of the devil, the prince of this world, is not that confused, that he truly has worked this miracle by the power of God, by the finger of God. And if it's the finger of God that has done it because God is more powerful than the devil, then they should take heed. One of the things that, you know, it seems to be, it's kind of a modern fallacy. You might sometimes run across it, that some people have this idea that God is infinitely good and that there's this evil spirit, the devil, who is infinitely evil, that somehow they're both equal. You know, this modern-day dualism, that they have this idea that, yeah, there's this equally good force, God, and there's equally evil force, the devil. But that's not the case. The devil is only a fallen angel, a finite being. He's not infinite like God. And so therefore, he is not at all equal to the match. If a fight comes between God and the devil will always lose, as our Lord points out. When a stronger one than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. That's what our Lord was doing by working the miracles to show that he was the more powerful. And he has done. He has destroyed the kingdom. He has destroyed Satan's power by his death on the cross. The only way he has any power over anyone is because they allow him to. And they have hardened their hearts and followed him. And in that case, what a fool they are who do follow him, because they are following the weaker and the one who is going to be eventually cast down into fire. But yet we see that there are people in our world who are confused or have been deceived, since that's the whole job of the devil, is to deceive. And they think that they are searching and going to find happiness, but our Lord is showing that that is not the case. He has come to cast out the devil, and he has come to establish his kingdom, the church. And to the degree that we live within the church and listen to the church, then we will not be like that nation that Jeremiah scolds for abandoning God, for not listening to him. Let us pray in a special way. For the penances that we do, as we repeated before, are not just for ourselves, but for the society at large, for our brothers and sisters, that we offer our penances for the conversion of sinners. First and foremost ourselves, but especially for our brothers and sisters who maybe have hard hearts. And it takes a special grace from Our Lady to reach those who have hardened their hearts. And we can do that by offering our penances and prayers, as Our Lady said at Fatima. So many souls go to hell because they have no one to pray and sacrifice for them. This is the apostolic dimension, the missionary and evangelization aspect of Lent, that it gives us an opportunity to put our prayer and penances into a mode of charity to our neighbor, to help bring them the grace that they need to be converted. Let us ask Our Lady in a special way that as we continue whatever Lenten observances we're doing, if it's praying in front of the abortion clinic for 40 days, or if it's offering some prayers or sacrifices, making a holy hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament, that we be mindful of that, that we're also praying for all those who are in need of conversion, beginning with ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.